Hello, my friend. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we are talking all about being productive, and very specifically, being productive so that you can achieve your goals, because I know that's what we're all after. But this is one of those topics that I love talking about and I've learned a ton about. But oftentimes we find ourselves being busy, but not necessarily productive. So we're going to dig into it today. So let's jump in. This is the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a profitable and productive business that you are proud of. On this show, we explore entrepreneurship success stories, but not just the highlights. We get into the nitty-gritty details so that you know more about the path traveled to achieve that success. See, I'm on a mission to help you never feel like a failure again when it comes to achieving your goals. And so much of that is setting realistic expectations of the effort needed, goals that align with the season of your life, and ensuring that you have the accountability in place that you need. So on this podcast, you can expect real conversations, practical tips, and lots of encouragement along the way so that you have everything you need to follow through and actually achieve your definition of success. So if you're ready to go from unsure to unapologetic, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. So the first thing we have to think about is the definition of what is busy and what is productive. So by my definition, being busy is constant action. And this is when you fall into that trap, which I do all the time, so I'm just going to call myself out. And it is being busy with getting things crossed off your list. Like, you will add things to your list just so you can cross it off. Because we like being in that constant action state of where it feels like we're being productive because we're crossing things off the to-do list, and it feels like, gosh, what a whirlwind of a day. So it's usually about more tasks. So all about quantity, not necessarily quality. And then being productive is more about intentional action. You're often doing less with your day, but you're moving the needle forward more. And I don't know about you, but this one's hard. For someone who loves to be busy, and that's something that we can dig into in a moment, but for someone who enjoys being busy, being productive, it feels harder because it's often doing less. So when we think about this idea of being busy, and I'm going to call myself out more so than anyone else in this entire episode, because I feel like there's a lot of us out there, and myself included here, that we actually really enjoy being busy, but we tell people, including ourselves, that we don't want to be. So it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. I wish I could just rest. But the reality is, when you have that time to rest, it's actually very uncomfortable. And so I don't really know the science behind this. I'm definitely not a therapist and never pretend to be, but it's been something that I've noticed about myself is that when things feel scattered or a little bit more out of my control, I will add more things to my plate instead of less. And so I really have to watch this. And so that's how I really started to understand what the difference was between being productive and being busy, because I was feeling like, when I was busy, I was more productive, but that's not the case at all. It's often quite the opposite. When you're productive, you're often doing less, but you're moving that needle forward more because it's very, very intentional. So that's the difference between these two things. And I hope I'm not the only one. I'm certain I'm not. And I hope whoever else is listening and you're like, yeah, that's me too. You know, I hope you're shaking your head, and feel free to reach out because you're in good company. But what we have to do is focus on being more productive, and it's really all about being intentional. And for me specifically, this means slowing down, which is really hard for the person who loves to be busy. So it's slowing down. And what I've really understood about myself, and feel free to take this, is that what helps me the most with being intentional is sitting down once a week, which I do on Sundays. And every Sunday I sit down and I look ahead at the week. And I start with my goal. What am I going after right now? I set quarterly goals. And so I look at the quarterly goal and I ask myself, what can I do this week to get me one step closer? And when I do that, I'm more intentional about the actions that are on my plate. I look ahead, and if there's things on my calendar, because chances are there usually is something, whether it's a meeting, a free workshop I've signed up for at some point, or whatever the case is, if it's not going to help me move the needle forward on my overall goal, does it really need to be there? Can it be moved? Does it need to be shifted in some way? Can I shorten the meeting? Can it be an email? Whatever the case is, whenever I'm sitting down to look at the entire week, that helps me be intentional. And then I use a project management tool that helps me every single day stay focused on that action plan that I've created for the week. So that's what helps me, is by slowing down and actually looking ahead at the entire week, one week at a time. I don't do more than a week at a time because then it just gets scattered. But that is the tactical tip that really helps me. But the thing that I want to bring your attention to is that I said I start with my goal. And that's a really important part, because if you think about it, you could be intentional with your actions and be like, I intended to do that today. But if it's not connected to a goal, it's not going to help you get anywhere. You could be intentional about something, but really what we want is to set a very meaningful goal for you and then look at the intentional actions that are needed to help you get to that goal. So I want you to make sure that you're doing that for yourself, whether you're setting 90-day goals like I do, or whatever types of goals that you set, just make sure you're doing that so that you have somewhere to aim, because you can't be intentional with actual productivity if you don't have a goal that you're going towards. So I've got lots of podcast episodes on this, but a few that are notable is episode number 219, which is how to set a realistic 90-day goal. That would be a great episode to go back and listen to if you need to set that goal. And also episode number 226 is 3 lies you're telling yourself that stop you from hitting your goal. Understanding those 3 lies will help you set a more realistic goal that you actually care about. So those are 2 episodes that you can have in your back pocket whenever you need them. So once you have your 90-day goal or whatever type of goal you have set, then it's all about being intentional with your actions. And this is where the productivity really comes into play. And just like I told you about what helps me is setting aside time on Sunday. What I want you to do is play to your strengths. I love planning. I love having things scheduled. And so that's what I use as part of my toolbox of productivity. I set aside time on Sunday, and it sets me up for true intentionality with my actions all week long. So it's worth it to spend that hour or so on Sunday planning for the entire week. That may not work for you. You have to play to your strengths. So you really need to understand who you are and how you very specifically can be productive. And most importantly, I bring this up because I don't want you to feel like you should be doing the Sunday planning that I do if it doesn't work for you. You have to find what works for you, which may take some exploring. Try the Sunday work time and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, let it go. Because something that works for me may or may not work for you. So listen to what other people say, give it a shot, but don't be mad if it doesn't work. Just understand, okay, that's not really what I need. But what you really want to know is, what do you need? What type of personality do you have? Which brings me to a very exciting thing. So over the course of working with lots and lots of people, I really boiled it down to 3 different productivity personality types, which is super fun. So what I did is I looked at all of my clients and how they worked, not just myself, but other people, because I've worked with people that are very similar to me as well as very different from me. So I came up with 3 different personality types, and they are the busy bee, the adaptable achiever, and the focused finisher. And these are the 3 that they're all really fun. And I just enjoy so much of them, because just kind of like any other personality type, you can have elements of all 3, but we tend to go more towards 1 than the rest of them. So I really want you to understand more about yourself. So I have a free quiz that you can go take. All you have to do is go to amandamckinney.com/quiz, and you'll be able to see exactly what personality type you are: the busy bee, the adaptable achiever, or the focused finisher. And I can't wait for you to figure out which one you are. So let's dive into all 3 so you can get a brief overview of all of them, and then go take the quiz and make sure you figure out which one you are. So the first one is the busy bee. And like the name describes, you like being busy and you love a to-do list. You will add things to it just to cross it off. You enjoy being here, there, and everywhere in your life. You're probably listening to this in the car as you're driving from one thing to the other. You're a really busy person. It's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. It just means you have a lot going on, whether it's the season of life or a type of personality. And another thing about yourself as the busy bee is that people are generally amazed at how much you get done and your generosity. And that's because you're usually saying yes to things that other people are asking you to do. So, can you sign up for this bake sale? Can you do this thing or whatever? And you've said yes to it all. That just means that you're very generous, you're very kind, and you love to say yes to things. And so you really just have to watch out for that. So that's the thing to watch out for with this is you can easily have burnout because you've said yes to things and you really have to make sure that you're saying yes to things you want as well as what other people want from you. So just be really careful that when you're the busy bee, you have to really take an inventory of what's on my schedule, what am I finding that I'm resenting, that after I've said yes, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said yes to that, I've overcommitted myself. You're not resenting people, you're really resenting the situation. So that's what you have to look out for when you are the busy bee. But there's strengths and weaknesses, so we want to look at both. Play to the strengths of you can get a lot done. You actually, it seems like your time just stretches. Like people are amazed that you can get stuff done. You also probably don't overthink things because you don't have time. You're moving from one thing to the next. And so you can get things done very, very quickly and move on. So use your strengths to your advantage. So getting things done, using that to-do list, really powering through and not overthinking things, these are great strengths of yours. But watch out for those weaknesses of saying yes to too many things. Overcommitment is the biggest thing that you're going to have to deal with, and so you really have to watch that. So put some measures in place so that you're not overcommitting yourself. The next personality type is the adaptable achiever, and this is the person that goes with the flow. You are so good at adapting to what life throws your way. What happens is you start a plan, and maybe you wrote it down, maybe you didn't, because that's the kind of person you are. You can go with the flow of things, but when things come your way, when life throws you a curveball, you're really good at adjusting. This person is great at achieving goals because of that adjustment. And so many people in your life probably tell you, you're so calm. How can you deal with all these things that are coming your way? This is the kind of thing you hear so often. And that's what you want to really understand about yourself as a strength. And understanding that things can throw your plan off and you can deal with it. That is a strength that you really want to capitalize on because life is always going to do that. You're going to have curveballs thrown your way. And so because you have the strength of adaptability, that is something to definitely play into. But the thing that you want to watch out for is when life throws you a curveball or when something feels more difficult. Sometimes it's easy because you're a go with the flow type of person, it's easier to see it almost as a sign to stop because it's difficult. This is the thing to watch out for because it's great that you can adapt and move with the flow of things of life, but it's not good to always change when things are a little difficult because you are a high achiever as well and you're looking to do big things in your business. You're looking to do big things in your life. You want to impact lives and do amazing things. And so that isn't always going to be easy. But what happens with this personality type is that when things feel like there's a little bit of a rub, you see it or can see it as a sign to be like, well, I got to go back and do something else because it should feel easy. It should feel like a flow. My friend, I wish I could tell you it's always going to feel like a flow, but it's not. It's one of those things where you really have to take a really good examining look at, okay, is this a sign really to pivot because something is off? Or am I feeling resistance because this isn't flowing? If it's resistance, I really urge you to continue to push through with whatever it is that you're doing. Stay consistent, stay moving forward, because that's going to help you make progress on your goal. But as the adaptable achiever, you can do this. You can absolutely adapt, change some things up, but stay the course versus changing completely because you do have that adaptability and you want to play to that strength. So remember, you are adaptable. It's awesome. This is a strength of yours, but be really careful when something feels like a little bit of resistance. Just make sure it's not necessarily going to stop you from getting to the ultimate goal that you actually want. So check in with that as you're moving forward and remember to use adaptability as your strength. And the last personality type is a focused finisher. You are the type of person that can put the blinders on and stay really focused. You typically love a plan, and so you create the plan and you will follow through. You're the person that people come to when people are like, I need something done and I'm gonna go to this person to do it because I know it will get done. And it will get done efficiently because you are really good at staying focused. This is your strength. Your strength is that if you create a plan, if someone creates a plan for you, you will follow through. And so this is something that you want to remember. This is a really great thing to have in your toolbox as an entrepreneur, but like all the personalities, there's something to look out for. With this personality type, you really have to look out for falling into the shoulds of someone told you you should do something, or you feel like you should do something in your business and your life, and so you create the plan and you go for it. You will start running and create that plan and tackle that plan and achieve that goal. And you won't take a moment to think about, do I really want it? That is because it's your personality type, and so you have to watch out for that. Another thing that this particular personality type can fall into is continuing to follow through with something that isn't working anymore. Now, you have to be really careful with this one because sometimes you need to keep going. Even when something isn't working, you have to give it that time. But sometimes the focus finisher really stays in something too long. And that's the thing that you got to watch out for is so tackling those shoulds and really thinking like, okay, am I doing something because I really want to do it? Chances are if you really want to achieve that goal, sticking with it is the way in which you need to do it. But if you're falling into that should, like, oh, I feel like I should be doing this thing, chances are you're going to stay with that too long. So you've set a goal that you don't even care about. Nothing's working with it or something's not working with it, but you're going to keep going simply because you want to finish it. So being really cautious about looking out for that is super important. But remember, once you have a goal that you actually care about and you've got your plan in place, like it is amazing what your strengths will bring to you because you will focus and you will follow through and actually finish that plan. So as you can tell, there's strengths and weaknesses with all of them. There's not one that's better than the other. And you'll have to tap into different characteristics of all of these types at some point. You'll want to be a finisher at some season of your life, and you'll want to be adaptable in another season of life. There's all kinds of things. There's going to be seasons of life where you're really busy, whether it's your personality type or not. So understanding your season of life and your natural tendencies are going to really help you. So what I want you to do is to go and take this quiz. That's the next step for you. I want you to know exactly which one you are, so that you can play to your strengths and really use it to build your business and create the life you love. So all you have to do is go to amandamckinney.com/quiz and take the quiz. It takes less than like 2 minutes and you'll have your answer and you'll get some tips. But this has really given you the overall idea of who these types of personalities are. You probably have a guess of who you are already based on what I've shared, but I'd love for you to go through the quiz, check it out, and then use that to your strengths. I really want you to do this because once we play into our strengths and truly understand more about ourselves, we can live in a more easeful life. So not everything's going to be easier, but there are ways to find ease even in the difficult times. So make sure to do that. And until next time, give yourself permission to be productive and not just busy, and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with someone else who could use it too. Sharing is caring, but it's also a huge boost to your accountability. Sharing this message and then talking about it will ensure that you actually take the action that was mentioned in this episode. Hello, accountability. There's nothing better than the feeling of actually following through, and I want that for you. So screenshot it, share it, and if you share it on Instagram, be sure to tag me at @TheAmandaMckinney too. Until next time.